this is. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? A DCU Batgirl, Batman, Comics Verse fanfic, written by Hin Raven and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for diners, first meetings. Author's notes. Anon asked for J-Steph bonding.
I had fun with this one. Sorry it's so short.
Title comes from Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something. Did you ever eat at K's? Jason asked her. Steph angled her head to look at him, lips pursed together. The two of them were sitting on a park bench near her college. She'd never actually seen him not in costume. He wore tight-fitting dark jeans and his leather jacket, zipped up against the cold. He wore fingerless gloves in a deep crimson, and a scarf that matched was wrapped around his neck, barely pulled down enough for them to talk. His ears were red from the stinging wind, but he hadn't budged an inch since he sat down. Steph wondered why he was here. She had never had much interaction with the Red Hood, let alone with Jason Todd. But here he was, outside her dorm, with a pensive look on his face. "That little burger joint?" she asked, instead of all the questions that she wanted to ask him, the top of which being, "Why the fuck was he here?" "The one on Oak and Ninth?" He grinned, and for a fleeting moment she saw Robin, not the Red Hood, the character of dubious morals and alliances, or even Jason Todd, the man so broken that she was still in awe that he could get up in the morning. She looked away, her eyes drifting up to the pale blue sky. A handful of clouds were smattered here and there, thin and straight, more like paint strokes than clouds to her mind. The night was going to be cold. There might even be snow tonight. Steph wondered if Wendy would remember to add the thermal protection to the Batgirl suit. Maybe she should text her. "Yeah," Jason said, breaking her train of thought. He scuffed the brown and slightly frosted grass with the heel of his leather boot. "Best milkshakes ever, am I right?" It was Steph's turn to smile. "Yes," she said emphatically. "Oh, God, they're Oreo shakes! Did you ever have one?"
"I was always more a fan of the strawberry,"
Jason said, folding his hands together.
"But yeah, I had the Oreo. God, Case was the best."
Steph nodded, grinning.
"And their burgers! All melty cheese and bacon,"
Jason agreed, his eyes taking on a faraway look as he remembered.
"And the curly fries."
"Oh, don't even start on the curly fries," Steph said, throwing her arms up into the air.
"Hot and perfect for dipping in your shake." "Oh, yes," Jason agreed. "Best fries on the planet."
"Nowhere was quite like it," Steph said, grinning broadly at him. For a moment, it wasn't Red Hood and Batgirl sitting on the bench. It was Jason Todd and Stephanie Brown, two kids from the East End. Steph kind of liked it. There weren't many people like that for her. Someone who'd left it behind, but still remembered that despite everything, it wasn't all bad. She was a little surprised she'd found that person in Jason Todd, but hey, she'd take what she'd get. "I was so upset when it shut down," she said quietly. "I used to go there after school to get away from Dad." Jason glanced at her, indicating that, yeah, he did his homework. He knew about Cluemaster.
"I'd go there on weekends," he said quietly, after I grabbed my mom's medicine. "I'd use the money left over to treat myself. Only full meal I'd have all week."
Steph winced, because, well,
She did her homework, too. She kind of had to. Bruce and Barbara liked to wham her over the head with Jason and his death. Jason and his life. Steph kind of wanted to hate him sometimes, because between the two of them, they made it seem like poor kids from the East End made very killable robins. But, well, she supposed she couldn't really blame him for that.
She sighed, letting her arms drop to her knees. She leaned on them, shaking her head so that the pom-poms attached to her hat batted him on the arm.
We should start a club. The Shitty Parents Club. We'd have to let Timmy join then,
Jason said idly.
Probably half of the superhero community, too.
Steph let out a laugh.
Point. Is having parent issues a prerequisite for heroism? Usually seems to help.
Jason smirked.
Unless you're a super, but they're aliens.
Ah, come on. Give Superboy some credit. Steph laughed.
His daddy issues. True, true,
Jason said. He leaned back, grinning suddenly.
Did you know that the whole staff at Kay's stayed together after the shutdown?
Really? Steph perked up.
Uh-huh. They have a place in downtown now. The Bat's Burger. It's got a giant bat on the sign and everything. Oh. My. God. That is perfect. Is the food the same?
You bet.
Okay. Rendezvous there in half an hour.
Do you want to do this in costume?
Why not? Batgirl in Red Hood eating cheap diner food? It'll give Bruce a stroke.
Let's do it.
The end.
Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded as an ITPE 2024 treat for, drumroll please, Flower Parish. Because you asked for Jason and Steph. You named them both in your letter. And the last time I gave you a gift, it was actually quite terribly heartbreaking. And I thought this time I would do something a little brighter, sunshinier, less depresso espresso. So yes, please enjoy Steph and Jason and banter and absolute delight. Thank you so much to Hen Raven for having blanket permission to podfic, and thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it and that it made you smile. Have a nice day.